One of the most important congressional races in the country is right here in the 6th, and that's Peter Roskam trying to hold on to a seat, and Sean Casten trying to take it away. And Sean Casten joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Casten.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. Justin's here as well, and Mary and Dave, we're all here. All right, so let's get a little background here. Energy executive at TurboStream and Recycled Energy. You were the boss there, so how important is the environment in regards to the priorities on your platform?
Look, I've spent 20 years trying to do something about climate change, so it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks at this point. The thing that I've been focused on my whole career is that we've had entirely the wrong conversation about climate change. You cannot reduce CO2 emissions without reducing fossil fuel use, and nobody gives away fossil fuel for free. So our whole, every business I was involved in had a mission to profitably reduce CO2 emissions. We built projects, we lowered energy costs, we created jobs, we invested in infrastructure. And any of those things that someone's interested in, regardless of what they think about the urgency of climate change, should be a priority. And I'm going to continue to push for all that, and I think that's something that, frankly, a lot of people would like to see us push for.
Sean, the politics of the 6th district is interesting in the fact that that Peter Roskam, the Republican, has held that seat for a number of years, but in this last 2016 election, Hillary Clinton did well in the district. There seems to be a concern, or at least an opportunity for the Roskam camp, as they say that they are going to go after that the more Hillary Clinton Democrat, saying that you represent a more far left and that they think they can get the moderate Democrat. What do you think of that?
Well, look, the idea that someone, you know, went out, created a business, created a bunch of jobs, has been an ardent advocate for markets, you know, running, you know, competing against regulated utilities and fighting for competitive markets. The idea that makes me a far left Democrat is pretty laughable. You know, Peter Roskam is working hard to paint me as some kind of political creature, but I'm not painting him as an entrepreneur.
By the way, you may want to write that line down. That's pretty strong.
Well, look, it's true. It's true, right? I mean, you sit there and say, I know who I am. I'm proud of who I am. I started out as a, you know, I was a biochemist for a while. I became an entrepreneur primarily because I felt like I had a better ability to affect the kind of change I wanted in the world if I could build an organization than I did working in a laboratory.
This is one of the things that interests me about you, because science is black and white, and there's a tremendous amount of patience involved in science. There's also an urgency to science, that none of which applies to the Congress. Isn't your head going to explode if you win this seat, you end up in Congress, and you have to go through weeks, if not months, of trying to get simple things done, and then find out that, no, your vote doesn't make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that scares me most about this process is, having been a CEO for 16 years, you know, it's not lost on me that I'm applying for a job as a middle manager in a large bureaucracy.
It's a true story.
You know, I think, and maybe this is naive, but call it hopefully naive, there are things that one does when you work, you know, in arguably any field other than politics, certainly in the sciences, certainly in business, and you know, I'm going to guess in you guys' world as well, where it is a bare minimum requirement of the job that you make decisions based on facts and then deal with whatever political fallout comes. That is considered exceptional in politics, right? So if somebody says, you know, politics be damned, I'm going to work under the assumption that gravity is real. I'm going to work under the assumption that climate change is real. I'm going to work under the assumption that when every country that has universal health care has better health outcomes and lower costs than we do, we're going to deal with that. And is there, you know, is there sometimes political fallout from, you know, from facing up to truth, no matter how comfortable they are? Sure. But if anybody in any other line of work, you know, came up to their boss and said, hey, boss, I looked at the information and I made a decision based on the information, but Joe in marketing isn't going to like it, Would everybody start applauding? It's kind of a bare minimum. So is it going to be different in Washington? Yeah. But But I think that's more a statement about the character of what Washington politics has become than what we know we have to do as a society. Because at the end of the day, you know, all of us have to deal with facts, whether or not politicians do or not. And that means we all bear the consequences of people making fact-free decisions.
Sandberg.
Hey, Sean. One of the things that you said you're going to fight for is a woman's right to make her own decisions about her reproductive health, et cetera. When you're out there talking to voters and things, is that an issue that just comes up with female voters, or do you hear that from men as well, that it matters?
You certainly hear it from this man. Look, when all is said and done, I think there are two unambiguous things to keep in mind. Number one, there is absolutely no evidence, period, that restricting access to abortion reduces the incidence of abortion. The only thing that reduces the incidence of abortion is access to contraception. So the only thing that reducing access to abortion does is put women's health at risk. And the, you know, there are lots of good men and good women who don't want to see women's health be put at risk. That is not a gender-specific thing. It's an are-you-a-decent-person thing. The second thing to keep in mind is that Roskam is horrible on this issue. He has said even in cases of rape and incest, he's opposed. And the, you know, and I have, you know, I really hate the line where politicians feel compelled to say, you know, as the father of daughters or as a husband, you know, I think that, you know, abusing women is bad. But Roskam voted against the Violence Against Women Act, for goodness sake. There are a lot of people, like I said, regardless of gender, who think that is so morally wrong that they are offended to have him as a representative.
You got enough money to win?
You know, I think we'll be fine. The race is getting a lot of attention. You know, I think the challenge that I find as a newcomer, I mean, it's funny, I've raised a couple $100 million for businesses I've run. In strange ways, it's easier to raise a couple $100 million for a business than it is to raise a few $1 million in this world, just because of the nature of fundraising. But what bothers me is that the actual amount of money you need to introduce yourself to the voters and be on TV is a manageable number, you know, and you can do that, and that doesn't really, that doesn't block a lot of people from getting into politics. But when you are running against someone who cannot run on his record and who is so willing to lie with impunity, you know, you have to spend, there's a lot of ads up about me on TV that are complete lies. Fortunately, we've had the money to go and counter some of them. But I do sit there and think, you know, when Peter is willing to basically put something on television that everybody knows to be a lie, I got to spend money to counter it. And that's where the hard part of the money is going to be.
Well, the danger comes in the fact that everybody doesn't know if it's true or false, and that's where it gets expensive, because not everybody is as deep in it as you or me or the process. Before I let you go...
Sure, but you know, just to take the point that you made at the start, that, you know, that I'm a far-left politician when I have never once worked in politics in my life.
Well, I don't think I made that point. That was a question. Yeah.
No, but it is an ad that Peter's running, right? Okay. And so you then have to counter that, which is objectively right. False, but it's a sign that someone can't run on their own record.
All right, let's go on this. Let's assume Donald Trump finishes this term. Is there anything he's done that you see as a positive, or are you running as a never Trump Democrat?
You know, I give him a lot of credit for creating the Me Too movement. That's pretty positive.
I'll let you know when he's working at Zanies.
I truly think that the, you know, one of the, you know, from on a serious perspective, the one of the few things that I am glad he did, and this one, I sort of wonder, given everything else, why he did this, but the fact that he has put lethal weapons into Ukraine, I think is a good thing, because I think that, you know, Russia's incursions into the Near East are really problematic, and given all the other Russian entanglements with Trump, it's a little surprising he did that. But I do think that was a good thing. Beyond that, I think the single best thing that he's done is created a massive amount of civic engagement, because there's a lot of people who are saying, you know what, it really matters, and there is a there is an evil that comes when politicians use the bully pulpit to espouse, you know, all sorts of demagoguery, as we've seen Trump do. There is an evil that comes from politicians who have the bully pulpit and sit down quietly when that's happening. But there is a tremendous amount of goodness in the world and a tremendous amount of love from all of the people, from the, you know, from the Women's March to the Science March to what the Parkland kids are doing, who are looking at the Trump era and saying, you know what, civic engagement matters. And I know that wasn't Trump's intent, but don't lose sight of how much positive energy has come out of it.
Yeah, the parties beating up on each other, including the president, has been a real wake-up call for this country, and we'll see if it translates into turnout, because everybody has to vote. What's the website for the campaign?
CastingForCongress.com, CastingForCongress.com.
All right, very creative. listen, I appreciate you coming on. We'll ask again.
Thank you all. Really appreciate it.
That's Sean Casten, scientist. And funny guy.
Democrat running in the 6th Congressional District.